So, I don't know where you are or when you're actually listening to this. That's kind of the funny thing, you know? While I'm recording this, I'm in Louisville, Kentucky in October of 2016, but for all I know, you could be in Seattle or France or the panhandle of Florida right now. And it could be 2018 or 2020. I guess it could even be 2041. If it's 2041 though, why on earth are you listening to this? Hopefully I did something right. Anyway, thanks for listening to an introduction to our new podcast. I understand if you weren't particularly inclined to listen to this. I'm not here to tell you stories at this moment. I'm just telling you about the project. The real stuff will be in the subsequent episodes, which you should begin to see monthly. My name is Mick Sullivan, and The Past and the Curious is my creation. The idea is simple. We love history, and we love to share our excitement with other people. And we're just trying to spread that joy. So who's going to like this podcast? Well, lots of people, we hope. I work in a museum education department and have worked extensively with both children and adults. And I'm pretty sure children and adults alike will find a lot to enjoy in The Past and the Curious. In the 8 episodes we've already written and begun producing, we've got really fun stories about presidents and tightrope walkers and potato chips, weird science, dragon boats, and much, much more. You'll hear stories you've probably never heard before, and along the way, we'll try to work in some new vocabulary, as well as some great nuggets of cultural literacy. You know, the kind of things that'll make you sound really smart. But above all, we want it to be fun. We want it to put a smile on your face, and we want something to hopefully stick with you, at least for a little while. If you're like me, you love to learn through podcasts already. But hopefully, you're not like me. We at The Past and the Curious want teachers to share this with students. We want parents to listen together with their children. We want students to share with other students. And of course, you, the guy or gal commuting to work with your headphones on, who already likes podcasts, we want you to share this with your friends as well. We want all of you, and we really believe that you're going to like it. Now, in any given episode, you'll hear two stories that are somehow linked thematically. They'll be short, about 6 to 9 minutes. And these stories will be educational, entertaining, and interesting to even those with just a passing interest in history. We're not going to get too heavy. We're not going to bore you by yammering on about minute details. These stories are about real people like you and me, and we're going to do our best to make them feel and sound like humans. Some of the people we tell you stories about you'll recognize, and some of them you won't. Hopefully, all of them will leave you with a lasting impression of their life in the past. Now, we've got some wonderful friends who are kind enough to read these stories for you, and you'll love our friends. They have much better voices than I do. Already recorded are stories that I've written that are read by Victoria Reibel and Jason Lawrence. And once we really get things rolling, we'll probably have a few more people join us for reading stories. In addition to those stories, if you're like me and you like trivia, each episode will have a quick, fun, 3-question quiz time segment in between the tales. And many times at the end, we're also going to have a featured song. I am an avid musician, and I'm going to try to include an original performance of a song that fits any show's given theme. I'm not totally sure how long I can keep that up, but I will certainly try my best. The songs will probably wind up being from what people call the Great American Songbook. Perhaps they will be from a traditional folk music repertoire. But on occasion, when it's appropriate, we will probably also include an original song. In addition to that, I'll be performing background music for the show as well, all of the theme music I've written. The shows will typically average 22 to 25 minutes. Not too long. It seems to me like a lot of podcasts tend to drag on, and when you're talking about history, that's probably good to avoid. To us, it seems like a perfect length. It's a good amount of time for making dinner, for cleaning the room, or... hey teachers, it's a great audio learning experience for your classroom. Now, do we make any money doing this? Nope, Not yet, but we definitely want to, so don't blame us when we try to start. Now, we've also got a website, thepastandthecurious.com. We have social media presences on Instagram, Facebook, SoundCloud, most of the others. Find us, follow us. We would love to hear what you think. We'd love to hear suggestions if you have an idea for a show. We'd also really love to hear how you use the podcast, if you use it in a creative way. Now, we'd prefer not to hear mean stuff. There's plenty of that in the world, so if you got it, just keep it to yourself. Thank you. Now, on top of all of that, we're working on some super fun, super cool kids' picture books revolving around some very fun and true stories from history. That's slightly down the road, but it is in development, and we are very excited about it. So stay tuned. Anyway, thank you for listening to this, and we sincerely hope you enjoy our new work of love, The Past and the Curious, where history can be awesome. We promise. And by the way, if you do dig what we're doing, please tell people. Word of mouth is how we're going to get this done. So share it. Tell your friends. Tell other parents. Tell other teachers. Share it on your social media. Whatever. We appreciate it. We love it. Blue banana, blue banana, blue banana, blue banana.